Good evening. Okay, we're going to get started, and the goal tonight is in 30 minutes from now, 31 minutes from now, is to have concluded this call. And in order for that to happen, I'm going to talk a little faster than I normally do. I'm looking at this most gorgeous sunset right now that I just took a photo of, and I will share that with you so you'll get to see what my view is this evening, because it's going to change during the next 12 weeks. And those of you who've done I Can Attitude before, you know that. Sometimes I call in from our local cemetery just because it's a very quiet place to take a retreat. Sometimes it's out in the middle of a cow pasture. Sometimes it might be up on a roof or up in a tree. But tonight I'm at the Rogers Hostel, and I'm enjoying this beautiful, absolutely gorgeous sunset. It's the calm before the storm. We've got 3 days of inclement weather coming in. So, on that note, I want to hear first what we're going to kick it off. Those of you who received the text from me know that each and every one of us is going to have a chance to share tonight. But before we jump into that, there's two things that are going to happen. One is we're going to hear from two of our members that are our newest member and then our oldest. And I'm not calling you old, Mrs. Zeden. Okay, you know that. You know me. Don't, and again, please don't put words in my mouth. But if your name is Tuki or Jeannie, can you both of you hit *6? Because I'm going to do something. I'm going to throw you a little curveball to both you ladies. But I think you're going to adapt really quickly to this little curveball. But both of these two ladies did not get a chance to share 2 weeks ago their summary of what they learned in the 12 weeks in our last session. So I want everybody who's on the call tonight to hear that up front. And again, if your name is not Tuki or Jeannie, don't touch anything, because it sounds like some of you have already demuted your line. And in order to keep some sort of sanity, find a quiet place. And I'm going to cover that in a little ground rule. So we're going to hear from Tuki and Jeannie, and then I'm going to cover a few ground rules. Rules sound like something that need to be broken. So I'm going to call them I Can Attitude Suggestions. Okay? And then we're going to open up the line, and each one of you is going to answer those four questions that I texted to you. And if you did not receive that text, it's okay. You'll get a chance to share next week if you choose to participate in the program. So, Jeannie, Tuki, do I have both of you live?
Yes.
Okay. I heard of one yes. Okay, Jeannie, yes. And Tuki, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
Echo.
Jeannie, you've done I Can Attitude now coming up on 10 or 11 times. What was uniquely different and caused you to say, yep, I'm ready to ante up again, and I'm going to jump on into this program because this last 12 weeks, fill in the blank.
Well, like a diamond that's under pressure, I really understand it better now when I have kind of my feet to the fire, in a sense. And this class, each time, has helped me to do that. It gives me it's not a big pressure, but it's a commitment pressure on my own self to do the homework, to do the repetitions. And I really I'm more self-aware. I catch myself before negative thoughts. I find I'm more calm now with my prospective customers and consultants. It could be I just feel that on the inside. But I just want more. And where can I go but to be a more spectacular shining diamond?
Okay.
Does that make sense to anybody, maybe?
No, it's absolutely. Okay, so Tuki, let's volley to Tuki. you'd never done ICANN Attitude before, let's say 15 weeks ago.
Right.
What happened in your life?
Oh, my gosh. I had been in ICANN for 20 years, and whenever I came to a point, I would sabotage myself. And I'm not saying I wasn't a success, because I've helped a lot of people with the products. This ICANN program, now that I haven't been in it and I've been out there working for the last week or two, I cannot believe how my attitude is so much different. That repetition changed my thinking to right thinking. There's a lot of this ICANN attitude we had to say over and over. Without me realizing it, it came to short-term, long-term, and it's a part of my behavior. I haven't sabotaged myself. When I come to that point, I'm thinking, what is so different with me? Because I keep on going. I have an attitude. I have a goal. I have a passion. But the number one thing is, in this program, he showed me what the foundation of the business was that I, in 20 years, somehow didn't catch it. So now I'm out there making a difference with customers and retail customers and auto ship. And I even have one that now wants to take a look at the business, not doing negative things. But the very last lesson was the icing on the cake, because I don't know about you, it seemed like I was harder and more negative on myself when I would blow it, or I didn't catch it right, or I didn't do this. And that last lesson was just like, don't be so hard on yourself. Take the information that you had and don't be so critical. Just say, okay, I made a mistake, and go on listening and trust. And in this course, it'll teach you how to talk to your customers, what to say and not to say, how to present ICANN to them, the five pillars. I mean, I have learned so much in this 12 weeks that I've learned more in these 12 weeks than I have learned in the 20 years of being in ICANN.
Holy smokes.
I
am so glad that
I love this course.
I'm just glad we recorded that. So now I can say, hey, if you want to see what a 10-timer and then a first-timer, and you can compare and contrast. And so if you're somewhere in between, then this might be the course for you. So thank you. Thank you, Tukey. Thank you, Jeannie. Wow. Okay. Oh. Yeah. You don't know yet what Tukey and Jeannie just referred to. Marty Jeffries, William Todd, and Michael DiMuccio. They're what this jumped off the page at me this morning. And it's response to something Olga asked me a question last night. And she said, why would people who've been in ICANN for so long, like Tukey or Jeannie or like Vance Rogers, why would you do something in at this stage of your ICANN career? Well, I'm reading this morning, and I read every morning. It's part of what I do. And I get up early because I enjoy the quietness of our home. And if you've ever seen it, and it's going to be shown again, it's always broadcast this time of year. It's an Easter movie. And Moses, okay, isn't that, I think that's what they call it, or is it the Ten Commandments? I think it's called the Ten Commandments. Anyways, I was reading this morning, and it literally jumped off the page. And I'm going to paraphrase it for you really quick, and literally really quick. But Charlton Heston just takes, you know, a couple million people out of Egypt. Okay, it's called the Exodus. And he's leading them out, and he's done a pretty good job of doing some pretty amazing things. I mean, he's a pretty well-seasoned leader at this point. And it says here, and some of you are going to freak, because I'm actually going to cite Exodus 18, but it says, Charlton Heston goes and visits his father-in-law. Well, it doesn't really say Charlton Heston. It says Moses, okay? But you get my point. And I'm thinking, this is a great leader. And yet he's going to his father-in-law and asking him for some wisdom. And his father-in-law sets him down and says, look it, you're going to burn out. You're not going to be able to do what you're supposed to do with your life unless you, you know, do da-da-da-da-da-da. And he gives him all this instruction. And I'm sitting here reading this morning going, this is exactly what Marty, Michael, and William have done for us with the I Can Attitude course. They collaborated 2.5 years ago and took a wealth of wisdom and put it into, basically there's 10 lessons. And when you go on to Saturday AM Live, and click on the I Can Attitude tab, you're going to see all 12 lessons there laid out. Lesson number one is basically the I Can mantra. You'll need to print that. You're going to start tomorrow reading that through. I would recommend out loud in your outside voice. So if any family members are nearby, they're going to think you're nuts. Well, trust me. You're nuts. If you enroll in this course, you're crazy. Okay? In Spanish, loco. Completely, you've lost your marbles. And that's what we want. Start reading it out loud. 5 times a day. That's the homework assignment for this week. And it's all laid out right there. You don't need to listen to Marty once a day for the next 7 days. You don't need to do that. It's a bunch of ground rules or suggestions. You don't need to do it. Just start with the mantra. Okay, that's the homework assignment from lesson one. That's it. You're going to be reading through that mantra for the next 28 days, 5 times daily. By about day 15 or 18, you're going to probably start to have it memorized. Because that's the end goal, is to have it memorized. You should be able to, at any given point in your day, whatever's going on, be able to literally grab hold of that. And feel free to modify the words if you want to. We've got some amazing alterations to it that really make it more colorful and just really give it some spunk and some spice. This is your course. It's not Vance Rogers' course. It's not Tukey John's course. It's not Rita Hamm's course. It's not Don Chang. I mean, I could go through everybody that's on the list. This is your course. And what you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. All right? That's the main one. Again, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website, and you're looking for the tab that says I Can Attitude. Everything is right there. You can either listen to each week's lesson, or you can download and print each week's lesson, or you can just download it and read it. It's going to take you about 20 to 25 minutes to do every day's homework. That's all it costs you. It's totally free. As my dear friend Jeannie, who just shared, the only thing it's going to cost you is your commitment and your time. Here's something that's going to be new to us, and that is I'm going to ask for the same commitment that I'm going to give to you, and that is simply this. Unless you're driving, please don't multitask. I have two daughters right now. I should say we have two daughters that are in college. One's in university in Washington, D.C. The other is about to graduate as a 17-year-old. Sorry. She's about ready to graduate from high school and almost have her associate's degree at the same time. And one of the things that I've learned from both of them is they can't multitask when they're sitting in their classrooms, when their professors are teaching. Oh, they can play on their phone. But Emily said to me last week, she said when she aced her midterm in accounting, she aced it. She said, oh no, I don't learn much from the first part of the lecture, but when he really gets into it and starts teaching, I just focus in. There's no multitasking. She's not on her phone. I can text her all I want during those classes, and she's 100% focused. So please don't. What you put into this program is what you're going to get out of it. if you have to do something else. But here's the thing that I want you to really take away is that you're going to miss what other people share. And when they share something, and then we're doing something else, and we have to ask them to repeat it, that's not fair. I don't enjoy repeating myself to either one of my daughters. And I usually have to do that because they're not focused on what we should be. And there's a whole lesson on that, and you'll hear this. Group texting. Just say no. When I send out a text, don't respond to that text. If you've got a question for myself or you want to comment and say, oh, that's a really good thing, resist that temptation. Okay? Because what happens is it somehow malfunctions my phone, and then every week I have to recreate those group lists in order to send something out. I won't send junk. I won't send cutesy stories. I'm only going to send stuff, text stuff, pertaining to the ICANN Attitude course. That's my commitment. The only exception I will make is if something that's very time sensitive or something that I know is going to benefit the whole group, then I will pass it on, like a YouTube video, or a new product or something like that. Okay? Star 6, as I mentioned before, to mute or not to mute, use your phone. Most phones have a mute button, or hit star 6, and it'll tell you if you're muted or not. Everybody will learn this by probably week number 1 or 2. We don't do negative, and we're all in this together for good. So if you come to the call and it's been a really, really rotten week, and you don't have anything positive to say, just don't share. Okay? That's just kind of the commitment. And really, again, focus in. I know there's other things I'm forgetting. That's a big one. Big one. You're going to hear terms that are no longer part of the Nikan lingo. Things like senior, okay, or bronze. You're going to hear that. It's okay. Just go over it. Just skip over it. Okay? You're also going to hear a term, an acronym, SAQ. It stands for Self-Awareness Quiz. Just ignore it. Okay? Don't get caught up on it because it doesn't exist. It was part of the original course 2.5 years ago, but it's not part of the course now. If you want a really good, easy, simple suggestion on how to do an SAQ, write out the 5 pillars. You can do this on a napkin. And simply sit down with somebody or sit down with yourself. If you've been to Humans Being More recently, you know how to do this. It's really simple. Healthy body, healthy mind, healthy family, finances, and a healthy society. And then rate yourself, 1 to 10. 1 being really, really bad, 10 being stellar, being perfect. Or 0 to 100. Whatever works for you. That's basically a self-awareness quiz. Whatever area you score the lowest in, those are the areas you want to improve on. That's a good thing to do with other people. But again, we'll get into that later. Okay, Rita, what did I miss? You're going to be my ally here tonight. Did I need to cover anything else before the ground rules, or the suggestions, excuse me, before we jump into everybody else sharing?
I think you got it covered.
Okay. Anything else that you want me to talk about or sing a song or?
Same time, same place every week.
little bit louder, a little bit worse, something like that. Okay, yeah. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. on the West Coast, 9 p.m. on the East Coast. And that's 8 p.m. Central and 7 Mountain. All right? We're not going to deviate. Unless there is a Nikan kickoff call on this night, and then we will do this call immediately thereafter. I didn't look at the calendar to see if there was. I'm not that good. So, but I'll let you know. Don't worry. And I will always send a text prior to the call as a reminder. I guarantee you. But here's the key. If you're hearing my voice and you did not receive a text from me way, way late last night or today, you're not in my group list. I need you to text me. And here's where you're going to write a phone number down or get it from the person that invited you to the call. Area code 503-348-0749. Again, that's 503-348-0749. Okay, before we open it up, is there anybody that has any questions on the ground suggestions or the parameters? Freedom is greatest when the boundaries are clearly defined. And I want everybody to, any questions?
I've got a question. This is
yes.
Lisa.
Go ahead,
the class
Lisa.
Is for 1 hour. How long is the class?
On Tuesday evenings, our goal is 30 to 35 minutes. Because I recognize some of you are on the East Coast, and you're not as crazy as people like Sandra Thornton, who stays up like until the next day. Okay. I just said that, didn't I? Yeah, I did. Or Gisela Stevens. I get texts from her, and it's 1 o'clock in the morning in Ohio. And I'm going, Lord have mercy, go to bed, woman. It's dark. Anyways, our goal is 30 to 35 minutes on Tuesday night. The daily homework. Listening to Marty, Michael, and William. And again, I encourage you, if you're a reader, read the homework. But please, listen at least once during that 7 days. Because there are things that are shared on the audio version that are not in the written version, the typed up version, and vice versa. Okay, so if you're a listener, audio type listener, then you need to read the lesson at least once because there are things that are, there's examples, there's diagrams, and it makes a whole lot more sense when you, you know, do one or the other. But that's totally up to you. And if you've got a question, please reach out to somebody. Reach out and touch somebody. Okay, wasn't that the Ma Bell advertising campaign? Call me, text me. Talk to somebody and say, I can't get on the website or I don't know how to make this work. Don't wait until the following week and say, I don't know what happened. I couldn't make it work or don't do that because you'll be behind then and we don't want that to happen. So, any other questions? Okay. If, one other thing that if you're not going to be on the call, you don't have to feel obligated to send a text to the whole group again because you're not going to respond to the group text. You're going to write to me individually. If you want to let me know that you're not going to be on the call, great, but it's not necessary. Just catch up. And at any given time, if you want to listen to, if you miss a call on Tuesday night because you have an appointment, oh, that was another thing. If you've got the only time you could get together with this person or a group of people, people always trump projects. This is a project. It is a set time every week, but if this is the time that you can get together with some people, that's far greater for your business than getting on this call. So that's your trump. But don't schedule and say, oh, that means I don't ever have to get on the call on Tuesday night. Well, then you'll miss out. Not what I'm sharing. You're going to miss out from the growth and what other people share because that camaraderie in 12 weeks from now, you're going to go, oh, okay, now I see what he was talking about. So, on that note, let's just start. Now, I'm going to go in alphabetical order. So when I call your name, can you answer those four questions? And if I've not called your name, can you hit *6 or mute your line because that little bit of background noise will drive people nuts. And I don't have enough of those white wraparound jackets with the buckles in the back to drop in a priority mail envelope for you. All right? So to keep the sanity at a minimum, from going off the deep end, we're going to go through these rapid fire. So name, location, occupational background, and what do you want to get from the next 12 weeks? And you're going to have to do that rapid fire as fast as you possibly can. So number one, everybody gets a turn. And again, those of you who I don't have on my list, I'll have you on my list next week when you text me. Please don't, okay, as much as it would be great, Anne, Auntie Anne, it would be great if you sent me the names and numbers of five people, but I really want those five people to send to contact me and say, yep, I'm ready to do the course. So, okay, so Amelia, are you ready to go first? Because you are at the top of my list. Amelia?
She might need to star six.
She might need to star six. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
There we go. So, Amelia, give us your last name, where you're calling from, what your occupational background is, and what do you want to get out of the next 12 weeks?
My name is Amelia Horton. I live in Portsmouth, Virginia. I'm a foster care assistant working at social services in Portsmouth. And what I want from the program is to be a better leader, to recognize the need in more people, and to be stronger spiritually.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Did you see that example that Emilio set for us? There we go. Okay, Auntie Anne, you're up.
This is Auntie Anne from Brienza from Meredith, New Hampshire. My occupational background primarily was a middle school teacher. I also was a longtime stay-at-home mom and professional volunteer for everything. What I would like to get out of this program is to learn how to have better confidence in how to share the I Can philosophy and mantra with not only my team, but other people that I meet on a daily basis.
Fantastic. David Jones. And if you kind of, we can hear you, David. If you can kind of think about your first name and think, let's see, my first name is Delia, so I'm going to follow David. So just kind of get an idea, because we're going in alphabetical order according to first name, because trust me, it's just easier this way. So David.
David Jones, I'm in Columbus, Ohio. And my background is I was working as a personal trainer, and I've been in the health and fitness and wellness field for 30 years. I was working as a personal trainer when I was introduced to NECAN, and then later got trained to do muscle activation techniques, and I have added that to my business of Live in Balance. And what I want to get out of this program is to be a better leader and to better understand how to address people's needs.
Thank you, David. Delia. Okay. Tyra, you might have to demute your line to allow Delia to share since you three-wayed her in. Okay, we will come back to Delia, no worries. Don Shank.
Yes, Don Shank.
Go ahead, Harrisburg.
Don Shank, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And I am doing this to, I'm a retired Navy medic, and I'm doing this to have consistency and to lead the team so we have the attitude to succeed.
Wonderful. Thank you. Hattie James. Okay, and if I skip over you, because there's a line connection, you can jump in at any time. How about Janice Miller? Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
There we go. Go ahead, Janice.
Yes. My name is Janice Miller, and I live in Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm a part-time teacher, a retired teacher, and I hope to get out of this the integrity to go forward and keep my word in all that I do.
Okay, wonderful. And as a little commercial, this weekend on Saturday AM Live, Janice Miller will be our guest sharing the importance of why. Why we put ourselves in a Nikan wellness home prior, during, and after surgery. She had a little... Janice, can I divulge what you did? Is that okay? I mean, with your boob job, you know, is that... I mean, I know that's kind of... Sorry, I had to go there, because most times people laugh. Yeah, and I'm just being crass. I shouldn't have done that, should I? So, you had a major heart surgery, right, Janice?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Little tummy tuck.
I had an aortic valve replacement.
Say that again.
I had an aortic valve replacement.
Okay. And Janice's journey, her story of recovery is phenomenal. So you'll want to tune in Saturday if you want to catch that. Okay, let's keep the ball rolling. Thank you, Janice. Juan,
you're welcome.
Martinez. Brother Juan, are you with us?
Yes.
Go ahead.
My name is Juan Martinez. I'm in Riverside, California. I used to do security work in the motion and tea picture business. And what I'd like to do is next 12 weeks is build an organization to generate a personal income of $4,000 per month or more.
Ooh, fantastic. That's a really wonderful, specific goal. Thank you, Juan. And speaking of specific goals, this gal has taught me a lot about being customer-centric and being very specific during the 12 weeks. And not only gathering customers, but what kind of customers? Jeannie Zeden.
Hey, this is Jeannie Zeden, Phoenix, Arizona. I have a sales background, and what I have three bullet points here. Listening and focusing on each person speaking on these calls, and so thank you for the no multitasking thing. I love that. I would like 10 customers and 3 business partners in the next 12 weeks.
Wonderful. Fantastic. Thank you, Jeannie. Karen Sweezy, did I pronounce that correct?
Yes, you did.
Go ahead, Karen.
Yes, you corrected it. You pronounced it correctly. My name is Karen Sweezy. I live in Stevensville, Maryland. I am an elementary art teacher working in a suburb of Washington, D.C., and I would like to, in the next 12 weeks, to gain a positive attitude in all aspects of my life so I can grow spiritually and be a better person for myself and others.
Fantastic. And unless I'm mistaken, Karen just joined today. She reached out to me, so welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Lori Jones. Lori, are you with us? Okay. Lisa McClendon.
Hi, this is Lisa. I have an executive secretary administrative assistant background, and when I returned to the U.S., I went to school and became a computer engineer. Became disenchanted with that, and now I drive Uber, and I feel like I like it a lot. It's kind of scary, but I can do my own schedule. So I desire in this course to be able to balance the ability to work weekends without being overwhelmed. Get that,
wonderful.
That nice flow going.
And Lisa, where is home for you?
Oakland, California, for right now.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you. Welcome to the team. Nancy Lindblom.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yep, Nancy Lindblom. I'm in Jensen Beach, Florida. And my previous occupation, my sixth career, was in publishing for 20 years before I joined Macon. Various other jobs, but I'm running up the stairs. And I want to continue this path of staying committed to ICANN, being positive, and growing my team and myself with my awesome leaders who are on this call, and this Macon family. You're all pretty awesome, and I love being part of ICANN.
Wonderful. Okay, Norma Baldridge. Norma from Missouri. She usually introduces herself.
That's because he tried to put me on a Saturday AM Live before. But Vance, you didn't give us your home phone number to call you back up. Or no, there was something else you didn't give us. How to get the feedback from your recorded session.
Oh, but, I'll cover that. And again, that's kind of on a need-to-know basis. And what I'd like you to do, by the way, I'm just going to thank you for bringing that up, Norma. If you miss a Tuesday night call, and you've got two options. You can call me or text me, and I can give you kind of the overview. But if you really want to hear the group interaction and what people learn, the only way, now Steve may offer to go ahead and pull the recording and shove it somewhere on, you know, Saturday AM Live or someplace. But I immediately get an email, and I can send you to freeconferencepro.com, and it'll be right there at the top, and you just, boom, right there. So let me talk to Steve about that to see what's going to be the easiest user-friendly way to do that, and we'll get it figured out. So, but Norma, thank you. And then you wanted me to give my home phone number? Is that so you?
No,
you,
no, because...
No. Okay.
That was the other thing. Okay. I am Norma from Missouri.
Yep.
I am a retired nurse, both civilian and military. Also, I retired from the Navy. So, the other one, my focus is, I'm a longtime NECAN person also, that because of this ICANN attitude, it allowed me to focus. So, my goal is to keep fine-tuning my focus and my motivation. I have seen more in this last couple of sessions than I have in my 20-plus years also. So, I second what Tookie said earlier. Thanks.
Fantastic. Thank you, Norma. Olga De Leon from South Texas.
Yes.
Go ahead, Olga.
This is Olga De Leon from Eagle Pass, Texas, border town to Mexico. I am a retired public school counselor and educator, and I want to feel more comfortable and happy in my life all around. Thank you.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Pat Kelly, Gary, Indiana. Pat, are you with us tonight?
Yes, I'm here, and I want to demonstrate teaching three to reach three with each of us doing 500 a month.
Wonderful. And what's your occupational background, Pat?
I was a nurse first. I got tired of death and dying, so now I'm an occupational therapist, and I do home health care.
You got tired of death and dying.
I did.
Okay.
For 3 and 4 days after they died, and I thought, my heart is broken, I can't do it. What else could I do? So I went back to school, and I learned OT.
Wonderful. And if you ever want to have a good time at a NECAN event, just hang out with Pat Kelly. She is an adventurous woman. We had way more fun than we were supposed to in Layton, and wowzer. And we almost froze to death, too, so that was another little caveat. But anyway, thank you, Pat. Rita Hand.
Good evening, Rita Hand, New Hampshire. Background is security, and my wish is to increase my income and continued personal growth with ICANN.
You know, Rita, I've known you for two decades. I never knew your background was in security. That's an interesting way of describing your occupational background. I like it.
She'll expand more on that, and you guys will understand why I made a little kind of caveat to that. Ron and Renee from Michigan.
Hello.
Go for it, Ron.
This is Ron Myron Olympich in Lake Orion, Michigan. Most of my life I've been self-employed in automotive repair. I've also done home repairs and had a health food store with my wife for 7 years. And I want to change my self-limiting beliefs that keep me from having abundance in many areas of my life, including financial abundance.
Fantastic. Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome.
Now, is Renee going to be doing the program as well, or is it you?
Yeah, actually, Renee bowls on Tuesday night.
Okay. Make sure, and by the way, we have Sandra Thornton, and I don't know if Sandra's live on the call tonight. She has got a standing appointment on Tuesday nights, and so she won't be with us live. But I would encourage you, if you want to, here's just a suggestion. If you can take a Polaroid snapshot of each week's lesson and you're not able to share it on Tuesday night, just text it to me or text it to somebody in your upline or text it to somebody. Think about what was the most amazing thing you learned from that lesson and share it with somebody. Because, and write it down, and you'll hear Marty instruct you on how to do that each time you listen to it or read it. Put something on paper that's uniquely different than what you learned the previous time going through it. Because otherwise, you won't get as much out of it. Sandra Merlo. Sandra,
hi.
Are you with us tonight? Go ahead, Sandra.
I absolutely am. And I'm in Novato, California, just north of San Francisco. And I'm a corporate consultant and trainer. But I was in the first ICANN group and continued in that for a while, so it's good to be back. I wasn't able to do it for a while. And my goal is to get my ICANN rhythm back and get really automatic about prospecting and become a better interviewer. And then during this time, I'm looking at 9 new customers and 3 new team players.
Wow. Okay. specific goals are fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Sandra Thornton, I thought I heard you laugh earlier, but I think you might be... Okay. We skipped over Carol John, and I'm so sorry. So Shirley, you'll be up next. Carol, are you ready to share?
Yeah, I just unmuted my line. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Carol.
Okay. My name's Carol John. I live in Sandy, Utah, but right now I'm living in Denver, Colorado, caring for my 82-year-old uncle that has dementia. I worked for the telephone company for 31 years, retired, and now just wanting to concentrate on Nathan. So I'd like to increase my income and balance my time between caring for my uncle and meeting new people in Denver that are very wellness, they're more acceptable to wellness and alternative products versus what I found in Utah. And I just want to focus on having a positive attitude with all the struggles I'm dealing with.
Wonderful. Yes, Denver, Colorado, and Honolulu, Hawaii are the top 2 healthiest cities per capita in the United States. Little trivia there for you. I have a whole brain full of trivia, so I apologize up front. And most of it's James Bond trivia, unfortunately. Thank you, Carol. We've got a couple left here. Shirley, were you? I thought I heard you earlier. Shirley Jones? Okay. Christine. Oh, go ahead.
Dan, she may not have known to put in the 1536. She might have missed the call.
I'm here.
No, she was there. She was, yeah, you can't miss Shirley. She's one of the...
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Shirley.
No, I was muted. I'm Shirley, and I live in Lancaster, Virginia, and I've been a 30-year medical massage aromatherapist and teacher. And I just spent the last 16 years caring for my loved ones, and they have passed, so now I am ready to focus my time and commit to take this on and just be more successful and have more time to focus.
Wonderful. And Shirley, it'll come out a little bit more in the next 12 weeks, but it's not a Texas accent that you have, is it?
No, originally from the UK.
Wonderful. It's absolutely fantastic to have you on the program. As I've said before and before and before, how can we possibly talk the last group, the caliber of people, and yet every time it just keeps getting better and better and better. So thank you, Shirley. Steve Kofoot.
Hello.
Mr. Kofoot, the webmaster extraordinaire.
You try to make my head so it won't fit through the door.
I know, and I've seen all of your doors since I got to stay in your home a few weeks ago. So... Steve Kofoot, Sandy, Utah.
Okay. Occupational background, jack of all trades, master of none, until about 20 years ago, and joined Carol John in the telephone company, and worked there for the last almost 20 years. What I want to do is... I think I said it's Sandy, Utah. Anyway, what I'm wanting to do is learn how to take care of my two Carols, Carol John, my wife Carol, and also everyone else that I come across, have the best attitude so that people are attracted to me because I've served them so well that they can't run away.
Excellent. That's a nice, well-rounded goal. Both of them. I like that.
And the number three is basically walk away from the telephone company.
Oh, and I like that one even more. Not that I want to diminish the two, taking care of the two Carols, but that's a nice goal.
You can do it, Steve. This is Carol again. One thing to mention, I just live two, three blocks down from him, so we're neighbors as well as we were coworkers. But you can do it, Steve.
Thanks, kiddo. You can, too.
All right. Tukey John, and then okay. Vera.
Yeah, hi. Well, my name
Hello?
Is... Hello?
Go ahead, Tukey.
Okay. My name is Tukey John. I live in Carson City, Nevada. My occupation was in medical and wellness, and I had different home-based businesses. And my goal is... to implement what I learned in the ICANN program so that I can be the leader that I can, because I listened to three business partners, why help them build their business to qualified silvers.
Fantastic. Wow. And you already got to hear from Tukey earlier, so you know that she's a little excited about the ICANN Attitude Program, just a little bit. So let's finish, unless I miss somebody, we might have skipped over you and you want to jump in here, but Vera Pastrednik.
Yeah. Hi, Van. Nice to be here. Anyway, my name is Vera Pastrednik, and I'm listening to this for a long time, but never can go away. Even for a while, maybe I was, but now I'm back. And my goal here is to be part of this ICANN attitude because I know I need that myself personally. But also I want to tell people about this program and add more people to the group. So that's my goal here, and I'm really glad that I can be here and finally and commit.
Wonderful. Okay, did we miss anybody? We started with A and we finished with B. Oh, well, I didn't get to share. My name is Vance Rogers. I am from Corbett, Oregon. My occupational background is, oh my goodness, what have I not done? I've never filled out a job application. I don't know what one looks like. I'm a half a century old, and I've either been self-employed or played in my parents' businesses, from restauranteur to sheet metal to rental house management. Currently, I own and operate a business with my brother. Anything that can be done on a roof or to support a roof or actually building structures from the ground up, we do it. That's what Columbia Sheet Metal is. What do I want to get out of the next 12 weeks? Where do I start? The most important thing to me is to develop the customer-centric principles to build that solid customer base to not only hit 500 to be quality enrolled, but to far surpass that. And then also, I would like to bring on a couple more new consultants during this 12 weeks and teach them the simple concepts of teach three to reach three. So, that's it in a nutshell. Okay,
Dan?
Yes, go ahead.
Tyra.
Go ahead, Tyra. Sorry, we did skip you.
Good evening. This is Tyra Andrews in New Jersey. I work in Manhattan. If anyone ever comes my way, I work for NYU Hospital. I'm a trainer. And this is, I believe, I've been in ICANN now over a year, Vance. So I think this might be my fifth time going around, and it's just extraordinary. ICANN attitude has made a big difference for me, being here, really not being disconnected from a lot of the Nukin family. The call really is a clearing and empowering conversation for me to stay connected. And so being in ICANN attitude has made a big difference in my business. And Vance, you don't know this yet, but I'm in Jack and Karen Enzyme's team. And for the month of, let's see, this is March, for the month of January, my team was in the top 10. And we ranked number 9. And we were so excited. I thought that was extraordinary. But out of being in this course, I say one of the tools that I use and share with my team, and many of them are on the call this evening, is we were in the top 10 again in February, and we went from number 9 to number 1. So,
wow.
This is what I can attitude is.
Bravo! Yeah. And I know that, Kyra, I know what you accomplished in the last 12 weeks is just a tip of the iceberg, just scratching the surface, because you really epitomize what can happen when you put these principles into practice. And so we're gonna have so much time to go over this stuff. And again, I don't want to cut anybody off, but we're right up to the top of the hour, and I hear my family clearing the dinner plates because I completely missed. But it's okay. It's okay. But again, the goal is 30 to 35 minutes, which means when we come to this call and we're ready to share, be very concise in what we want to contribute. Focus, and this is hard for Vance, trust me. All right? I see my brother in my mind's eye saying, tighten it up, you know, shorten it up, okay? We went through a $1.2 million lawsuit that ended about a year ago. And when we're each giving our deposition, I'm sitting across this massive conference table, and he's scratching his head doing these little hand symbols because he's not supposed to say anything to me, and I'm just going, oh, yeah, right, focus on just, you know, short and sweet, to the point.
So we'll do that. That way we can get this stuff wrapped up in a timely fashion, and those of you on the East Coast won't have to be, you know, literally jumping into bed as soon as we conclude the call. So please, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to call me, to text me, reach out. I'm going to go ahead, as soon as we conclude, I'm going to send you the link. So if you are in this group text, you'll get the link to take you right into the ICANN Attitude, where all 12 lessons are archived, but they're on SaturdayAMLive.com. You're looking for the ICANN Attitude tab. And if you don't receive this text, that means I don't have you in my group list. And you want to, because there are several people who are auditing the course tonight, just checking it out, seeing if this is something they want to do. If you will, in the next 7 days, if you want to jump on board, just send me a text, okay? 503-348-0749. Again, 503-348-0749. And if I said that too fast, reach out to whoever told you about the call. Whatever you have to do, I want to get everybody in that group. I do not send emails. And if you don't text, well, then you'll have to get the information from somebody else. It's the fastest way I know in the 21st century to get information out there. And I can text at any given location. I cannot necessarily always email. It doesn't always work. So thank you, everybody. And as promised, you will also get to see a view of where we started tonight's call. And now it's pitch black. So it's been an enjoyable evening. And if there's anything I can do for you, please let me know. Anything at all. But I'm not good at mental telepathy, and that's not one of the goals I'm going to work on in the next 12 weeks. You got to let me know. All right? So
thank you,
everybody. Have a great evening. We will talk on Saturday, if not sooner. And if not on Saturday, then next Tuesday night, as we all come to the table, we're going to come with our ICANN Attitude, with that mantra, have read through 5 times daily for the next 7 days. So that's 35 times. So have fun. Have a great evening, everybody. We'll chat real soon.
Welcome, everybody.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.